Wisconsin's Afternoon News Podcast is sponsored by Dave Drake Camp Heating. Your comfort is their family tradition. Visit DaveDrakeCamp.com. Day 43, Telly, of the government shutdown. Already breaking the record for the longest government shutdown in history, Speaker Mike Johnson gave notice for congressmen and women to get to the House floor at 3 o'clock. We're 20 minutes in, and this is what we see right now. We see Adelita Grijalva. She was just sworn in. So she's a Democrat from Arizona. They're letting her speak after she was sworn in. Then a lot more speakers. A lot of discussion expected. The first vote with the House is expected to happen at about dinner time. Republicans have a razor-thin majority. Look for that magic number, 218, for it to pass. CBS News congressional correspondent Scott McFarland was on Wisconsin's Midday News.
I mean, this is going to end tonight, probably after dinner time. They never do anything on schedule here, so they say they want to vote by about 7 p.m. Therefore, you know it's not going to happen at 7 p.m. But before the night's over, they're going to narrowly pass this thing through the U.S. House. The president says he will sign it as soon as it's done, run it over to the White House. I think we'll wake up tomorrow to a reopened government. And the politics of that really should be secondary to the real-life implications. I mean, you can't have this hellstorm at the airport this close to Thanksgiving. And to be clear, it's not going to ramp all the way back up to full stability immediately. And you can't have all these federal workers going for a sixth week without paychecks. This is just not tenable. Vote's going to be very tight. They will not start the vote. They will not allow the vote to open until they have enough people to pass it. So if there's a late head count, this thing, it could slide to tomorrow. I don't expect that, though. They were notified, Joe, to get moving. That notwithstanding, it's just stupid that we're in this position to begin with. That we're this deep into a shutdown is to a degree, it's a dereliction of duty. But you didn't have to wait to the last second to get people in town. I mean, you could have people on standby ready right off the House floor for the possibility of a vote, so as not to have any issues with logistics and getting people back into town. There was nothing keeping the Congress members away from Washington during a shutdown. The Senate's here. So some of this is a self-inflicted wound. It didn't have to happen. It's just, if we've already leaned this hard on federal workers. We've already leaned this hard on air travelers. We've already leaned this hard on people who need federal services. To not have everybody here already was a self-induced wound.
So what are we voting on tonight? It's a funding package in front of the House. It would bring SNAP benefits back, funded through September, okay? It would pay public workers like air traffic control through January 30th. So September would be SNAP. It would be funded through air traffic control through January. It includes three full-year spending bills to boot with various areas like Veterans Affairs and the Department of Agriculture. And the deal guarantees a future Senate vote on Affordable Care Act subsidies, meaning the only thing is a promise for a vote. The outcome of that in the Senate is uncertain. So the House had not been in session since late September. So that's why after Speaker Johnson gave notice, they had the 36 hours to get to the floor, including Wisconsin Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden, who posted this. You know what that sound is?
Yeah.
What? It's a Harley. I was trying to help you out too. Sorry, guys. That's so funny. Well, I thought that it was pretty interesting. He was posting how he drove for 16 hours on his Harley, 951.8 miles, because he wanted to avoid potential flight issues. So Congress cannot fly private, if you didn't know that. They have to fly commercial. So what was interesting was that Jessica Tai asked, what about Zoom, to Scott McFarland with CBS News?
COVID, and it did not go well. We had, they called it proxy voting, where you could give your vote to a colleague and he or she could go to the floor and read it out loud for you. We did that for social distancing and for COVID protocols. It made a lot of sense at the peak of the crisis. Problem was, like so many special privileges, they get abused.
So just in case you're wondering, why didn't as soon as the Senate on Friday passed that, there you go. They overused it and abused it.
Yeah.
And so they have to come in person.
Julie, I'll be very frank with this. I have a problem with you've been shut down for over 40 days and air traffic controllers have had to go without two paychecks. And you're not even going to discuss back pay. You're only going to say you're paying them until January 30th. Mm-hmm. So it's basically 60 days and then we're going to be right back where we are if they can't figure anything out.
Yeah, exactly. So it will include the last two paychecks, and then for air traffic control, they're guaranteed to have a paycheck after that if this gets passed.
If this gets passed.
And then once it goes to the president's desk, so we're going to have Groundhog's Day all over again January 30th. Yes.
Yeah, I don't understand that, and I think that if you're going to hold out this long, if you're the Democrats, you're going to hold out this long, get everything that you want. It seems like this is just 20-something days overdue, because this is the same bill that the Republicans have been proposing pretty much the entire time. They haven't done anything that was different, and the only thing that they got was a promise to vote on the Affordable Care. They're not saying that they're going to make any bills or any motions or anything. It's just a promise meeting, and people have had to literally go without paychecks and food, like SNAP recipients and things of that nature. And it's all because of the politics.
The most crucial thing. John and I said last week, or whenever this government, the government shutdown's been going on for so many weeks now, whichever week it was, we're like, why don't we just have them stay in that building, stay at the Capitol until they make a decision? How are they allowed to go back to their...
Yes. And on top of that, if you really want to get things done when the government is shut down, they shouldn't be able to get paid. And I'm sure
they didn't get paid.
Yeah. And Debbie, we both know if they're not getting paid, I'm sure something would have gotten done well before now.
No kidding.
They're part of the government, right?
I mean, right. That's what, so why are they exempt?
So if the government is shut down, how are they getting paid?
So it's part of one of the statutes that they passed a long, long time ago.
But isn't that handy?
Yes, of course they did.
Exactly.
But the military is not exempt. If it wasn't for the Pentagon moving funds around... with the Department of War, now it's called, the Department of War, moving it around, then the military would not be getting paid right now, too. And some of them are serving overseas.
Yeah.
And as we speak.
Yeah. So during the shutdown, it was only the troops and one other entity that were getting paid. But everyone else is like, well, we got to get this figured out. And you just can't say, oh, well, when you're talking about people's livelihoods.
I know.
And so you have people going hungry. Over 700,000 in just the state of Wisconsin received SNAP. Right. Benefits. So we're not even talking about the other states and how many people in totality has been affected by SNAP benefits
alone.
Being frozen.
Exactly. Hear, hear. All right. We're going to have all of your top stories. You know what our top story is going to be. And your weather brought to you by Sweet Talks Med Spa. Self-love starts at Sweet Talks.